Oh my god. It's the same story all over again. I'm absent from the office for what, 3 days? And the whole company turns into a freaking circus. Ugh, a bunch of little brats. That's what my employees are. Good thing the company is going through some staff reduction before the end of the month. Can't wait to get rid of that dumb bitch. Ugh, I should never have hired her in the first place.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I couldn't finish the report because my husband was sick. Oh, Mom, could you please let me go home a little sooner tonight? It's my son's birthday.
God. Susan, what is it this time? If you are bothering me again for that partnership the board discussed this morning, my answer is no. Oh? Is that so? That's unexpected. And he specifically asked you to see me? What a bold move. The kid's got balls. I should probably hire him and send poor old Gregor from marketing department home for the rest of his miserable life. Yeah, sure. Let him in. I'll deal with him personally. What a pleasant surprise. I didn't expect to see someone so young in my office. And so damn hot, too. So, what can this old CEO lady do for such a cute little man like you? Please, have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Are you by any chance here for the internship program we started a year ago? Because if that's the case, I'm afraid you've come all this way for nothing. The program was cancelled. But I can always create a very specific position for such a promising, charming boy like yourself. I'm sure we can come to some sort of agreement. You're not here for a job? Then why are you here? Hold on a minute. Wait. I know you. Holy fucking shit. That's not possible. You're the son of that employee of mine. Well, isn't that fascinating? So, how can I help you, sweetie? Did your dear mummy send you here to give me some kind of message? Or is she too scared of me to even email me, like everyone else? Oh, she doesn't know you're here. Things just keep getting better and better. Well then, what is this about? That look in your eyes is certainly making me wet. So intense. So furious. Oh, the cat is finally out of the bag. So that's why you're here. I should have seen that coming. However, I'm really sorry to disappoint you, kid. You look smart, and I think you already know there's no way your mom is keeping her job. By the end of the month, I'll kick her out of my office. And that's it. Oh, please. Just save it. You make her look even more miserable than she already is. The company is going through some changes, and is not willing to carry some dead weights anymore. Nothing personal, kid. Or maybe it is. Ah, look. You want me to be completely honest with you? Well, let me put all my cards on the table. Your mother is an incompetent loser. She's just made me lose money and precious time. The only thing she can do is cry and beg for some slack. And I'm not here to play the gracious housewife with that woman. I'm calling her whatever I want, honey. So if that's what you were going to ask me, you can leave now. Susan will escort you back to the lobby. You are willing to do anything it takes to let her keep her job? Anything? Do you actually mean what you're saying? You're ready to face this heartless corporate bitch all alone, just to save your mother's ass? Well, I should really hire you, boy. That submissive, slutty mother of yours could really learn something from you. Very well. If you're really prepared to go this far for your mother, then I'm sure we can find some compromise. Let's consider this a job interview. Susan, cancel all my appointments. I don't want to be bothered for the next 2 hours for any reason. What am I doing? I'm simply doing what I usually do. Ugh, I'm taking what I want. And right now, there's absolutely nothing I want more than to fuck the son of that stupid cow and turn him into my personal sex slave. Oh, you're so big, so muscular. Your mother may be a loser, but she did one thing right, it seems. Oh, you. You're so fucking hot, kid. And I happen to have a weak spot for young, sweet boys your age. Gritting your teeth like a dog. Oh, you may hate me, sure. You may hate the cold-hearted CEO who made your mother's life so miserable. But that hard, throbbing cock of yours says otherwise. Those disgusted moans you're making are turning me on even more. You hate that, don't you? That you love these big, bouncing tits pressing against your chest. Your hands trying to reach the hem of my pencil skirt to grab a handful of my full, thick thighs. I'm the woman who humiliated your sweet mother in front of everyone. Made her beg at my feet. And still Your cock is twitching so bad. Pre-cum already soaking your pants. Dying to feel the wet, hot feeling of my CEO pussy. Squirm all you want, little mouse. We both know I'm right. You're cute, big and hot, but not so different from all the others. You see a curvy, stunning MILF like me, and your blood goes straight to your dick. Perhaps you came here thinking you would scare me. Oh, put me in my place. Give me a little payback for all the shit I made your mother put up with. I'll show you what kind of use I have in mind for you. Such a young piece of meat. I'm going to devour you. Chop after chop. Oh, God, you taste so good. Oh, my panties are getting soaked just by touching your cock over your pants. But now I gotta see what your assets are. If you've got what this company is actually looking for, I'm gonna have to see what I'm working with. Oh my God. If I had known my employee's son had such a big, nice cock, I would have probably let her keep her job in the first place. It doesn't matter, now that I've got you here all to myself. Our job interview is just getting started. Consider yourself lucky. You won't get this type of attention from Catherine from HR. I hadn't had a chance to go through your resume, but this is a promising start. You certainly got the strong energy this company needs. Fuck. It's been so long since I had such a huge young cock plunging my mouth like a pussy. You know what they say. Companies should give young people like you more opportunities. And God, you're earning yourself a big seat at my board. You're undoubtedly showing adaptability, resilience, willingness to learn and work under stress. I'm sure you'll show how good you are at building relationships as well. Mm-hmm. Come on, push me away. You don't like the touch of my tongue on your shaft, huh? My slutty lips wrapping your meat like a cheap whore secretary under the desk of her boss. You can stop me anytime. I'm sure your mother will have no problem finding another job. Just as I thought. Yes, that's it. Grab the head of your mother's slutty boss. Make the CEO choke on your monster cock as you hammer my throat. Show me how devoted you are to this. Oh, you definitely made the right call. Decision-making and conflict resolution. Your skills are definitely going to be useful in my office. You shouldn't call your soon-to-be boss a disgusting slut. Even if I am. Oh, your mother would be so proud of you if she saw all the effort you're going through to help her. That dumb, spineless cunt should really learn a thing or two from her own son. You despise me, don't you? Of course you do. But soon you're going to be one of my employees, and you will do as I say. You definitely passed the first part of the interview. I finally got something good to satisfy my oral fixation with. Oh. But now, you are going to show me what you're really capable of. You're young and full of so much energy. I'm sure you'll have no difficulties dealing with the next task. Take a good look, sweetheart. Let me spread my legs wide and show you the hot, soaked pussy of your mother's milfy boss. I suppose I shouldn't mention this part of the job interview to HR. Don't stand there gawking at me like a fish. Come here. Now. Good boy. Your mother taught you well, at least. Grab my legs now. Oh, yes. Oh, that's perfect. Hold my soft thighs in your hands. Pull me against your cock. And shove it deep into my fuckhole. Oh! Oh! Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh. Oh, your beast is filling me so perfectly. Oh, my wet walls wrapping your strong rod like a glove. What are you... Ah! 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 Oh, you little piece of shit! That blouse was worth more than a whole month of salary your mother could ever make. So eager to see these huge, massive tits bounce in your face as you fuck me like a slut on this desk. Ah, 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 such a bold move. I like it. Ah, come on, pound that cock into me. Use me like the depraved cock sleeve I am, on the same desk where I signed contracts worth billions of... Oh, my God. Oh, 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 yes, yes. Keep going, keep going. Jesus, don't stop. That bull cock of yours feels amazing inside of me. Oh, oh, so rough. So brutal. That's exactly what this company is looking for. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Take a fistful of my big tits. Good boy. Take all you want. Enjoy my CEO fat milkers. Let your hard-working young hands dig deep into my flesh as your beast drills my cervix. Oh. Oh. Holy Christ, this is even better than the latest acquisition we made. Oh, looks like my mature, slutty pussy is gonna merge with this cock for a very long time from now on. Oh. Or maybe we should call it a hostile takeover. You really should be thankful to that brainless mother of yours, cutie. If her job weren't on the line, you wouldn't be here, applying for the best job offer you could possibly think of. Yes, choke me, grab my throat, and look into my eyes as you rail me like the bimbo secretary from research and development. Yes. Sorry to break it to you, boy, but the more you hate fuck me, the more I come. And God, seeing that amount of despise you have for me in your eyes, I'm gonna need a brand new desk once I'm done with you. Come on. Come on, you motherfucker. Think about all the times Mother came back so late at night because I kept her in her cubicle like a soulless drone while I was having sushi with my business partners. Oh, or a foot massage at my favorite spa.
Oh, think about when she missed your birthday or her wedding anniversary with your father just because of the shameless, thick whore you're banging right now. Oh, in that same office that was going to fire your mother's ass. You're even more disgusting than I am. I felt your cock twitch even more inside of me. Oh, the more I roast your mother's name, the more you get turned on. Oh, I knew it. You're one sick bastard, kid. Ah, that's good, because you're never gonna reach the top otherwise. But lucky for you, and for her, our deal could make everyone so happy from now on. Your mother keeps her job. You get to fill a prestigious position at the company. And I... I get to fuck a hot young stud anytime I want. What are you doing? God. Oh, taking me from behind, spreading me all over the table while you smack my big corporate ass. And thrust into me like your paycheck depends on it. Fuck, it feels so good. Oh, you're stretching me open. Your bull cock is gonna split my fuckhole in half. Jesus Christ. You're hitting just the right spot. Oh, you know exactly how to thrust into me and make me cream all over your shaft. With that intuition of yours at the marketing department, oh, this company would make double in its sales in just one night. My back arching so much at every thrust you give me. My heavy, milky tits swaying back and forth, as your fingers squeeze my nipples and bury deep into my fat milkers. Oh, and your abs slamming against my ass cheeks as your beast plunges my whore cunt with no restraint. Okay. You win. You proved your point. My end of the bargain. Yes, I remember. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna squirt like a rookie trainee on my first day if you keep plunging my fuckhole so good. I swear. Yes. Fine. Your slutty mum can keep her job, okay? Happy now? Just please, just keep fucking me like the hungry cock whore I am. Don't fucking stop. You're gonna make me beg? You dirty son of a... Oh my god. Putting me on all four on the floor. Pushing my head down. My ass in full display. Like a stupid fuck doll. I promise you have my word. I won't fire your mother, okay? Just please, don't stop. Don't stop. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Make this CEO, depraved bitch, pour her juices all over the... Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck. Oh, 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 oh. You sure know how to do business, young man. Oh, my legs feel like jelly. Oh, oh, oh my God. You fucked me so well. Oh, oh. Oh, your hot cum is dripping out of my freshly fucked cunt. Oh, look at how swollen my lips are. Oh, I should have threatened to fire your mother sooner if I had known it would end this way. Oh, oh my God. Even if you made me come like a fountain, I'm still so desperate for that cock. Oh, you turned this feared CEO lady into a miserable, dirty bitch. Your bitch. God, let me clean your cock. Yes, Daddy, I'll clean your cock nice and well with my dirty, slutty tongue. I suppose your job interview is over, sir. You passed with flying colours. And this company will greatly benefit from you on board. Yes, Daddy. I'm your disgusting, filthy, milf CEO, hungry for your shaft. A bratty bitch that will do anything you ask me, as long as you let me worship this nice, sweet cog. Every time I feel horny, I'll spread my legs, and you'll shove that beautiful rod of yours in my fuckhole. And when I'm on a business trip, you will escort me as my personal assistant to rail this pussy all night once the convention is over. Think of the best hotels you've never been to. Fancy suites, queen-size beds, silky sheets, champagne. I guess there are babes worse than that. As long as you keep working as my loyal little pet, your mother can keep her job. I'll tell you what, she can have 2 weeks off, paid by the company, of course. She could go with your father on a nice vacation out of town, while you'll be busy pounding this whore cunt over and over and over and over. How does that sound? Oh, good. It was a pleasure meeting you, sweetheart. Please, go to Susan and tell her to prepare your contract Monday, 8 a.m. in my office. You better not be late, or I'll be very, very disappointed. That's all.
Dear employee, I'm writing to follow up on the recent review related to our company's reorganization and staff changes. At one point, we believed your position might be impacted. However, after taking a closer look at your work, your contributions, and your long-standing commitment to the company, we have decided that you will continue in your role. We truly value the effort and dedication you've shown over the years. Your experience and reliability make a real difference to the team, and we're glad to have you with us moving forward. Thank you again for your continued hard work. We look forward to working with you in the future. Sincerely, CEO Voxy, Head of GWA Corporation.